Are there similar circumstances in Afghanistan or Pakistan of such organizations? What can you tell us about those?
Well, I must say I'm no expert, but they're watching them, and they're wanting to scale back. I know that Eric Prince is trying to get contracts over there, but I think that may be a fallout of this. I mean, if the Americans are going to spend trillions of dollars to invade these countries, they ought to do it with their own armed forces, is what the Congress is saying, and not hire these mercenaries. I mean, just the idea of sending mercenaries is offensive because they don't have the training, and they're there for one reason. Either they like to kill people, or they like the money, or a combination of both. And they're hard to control. And I think we're going to see this, probably some of that. I must confess to being ignorant of the numbers of mercenaries, because there's so many ways to do it. But as far as Blackwater, I think they're finished. XC, I think, is finished of dealing with the American government because it's too costly politically to keep them involved in other theaters.
Yes. How do you believe, how do you think the Obama administration specifically is dealing with the issues, especially in Iraq and Afghanistan? It seemed that Mr. Obama was planning something else. Do you think that he has gotten what he was planning for, or do you think he was stuck in something that was a legacy of George W. Bush?
I think he's having a very tough time. You know, in domestic relations, we have a lot of problems in the States that he's in. This health care issue has taken a lot of his time. But I think it's not easy for him to paint an attractive scenario where they leave, because the fact of the matter is that we are there and we're not willing to give up our support for Israel, which is the bottom cause of this, I'm sorry to say, and the reason we're in each of these, and we're not willing, he is not willing at this point to fundamentally change our policy. And that's what's going to have to happen. And it's going to happen at some point. He doesn't seem able or willing to do that at this time. So I think we're going to be forced out of Afghanistan, certainly out of Iraq. What happens in Pakistan, I don't know, but it's a very dangerous situation. And the president has got a very, very difficult set of circumstances to try to get himself out of.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, let's go back a little bit to the Blackwater lawsuit. This lawsuit that the families have filed, how effective could it be?
Well, you know, when you're spending $1 trillion in a war and you pay hundreds of millions to a mercenary, if they got $20 million out of this, it's very small money. Is it a disincentive for people like Prince who own these companies? Probably is, but they're still going to go out there. Are they going to do a better job maybe of training their people or getting a higher quality person? Yes, but when the State Department comes and says, look, we need 30,000 people and we need them next week, and this is what happens. You get these orders quick. They've got to round them up. Where do they get them? They get them off the streets. They put them into 2 weeks of training. Some of these guys had 2 weeks, had no idea what the Middle East was like, no idea of what the combat situation would be on an alley in, you know, or a traffic circle or something. They're just not trained and equipped. So it's going to be a disaster in any case. But I think one consequence of the terrible death and the loss of these families is we may see the end of this. You know, there's red flags now for mercenaries. If you're, you ought to stay out of other people's countries. But if you go, you don't hire some of who are hooligans. And I'm not saying they're all hooligans, but they did not, in general, they do not behave as an armed force should, and they do not comply with international law if they even know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, of course, the lawsuit that said that they fired without provocation, isn't that enough? I mean, to keep the case and not acquit them, wasn't that enough originally?
The civil case,
the legal case.
Well, the criminal case by the government.
Criminal case, yes.
Okay, the government didn't give them immunity. They brought the criminal charges against the five, and the judge had to dismiss the case under our Constitution because there was malfeasance by the prosecutor. As I mentioned, he said, look, tell us what you know, and we won't use it against you. So he got to court, and they used him against it. And the judge said, wait a minute, you can't do that, and dismissed the case. But nobody's happy about that case. You know, the American people, the Congress, the judiciary is not happy. You don't, you know, when you go to that extent and you prepare a case like that, and then you have to trash the case on a technicality, nobody's happy. They can bring the case again. This will be a test of the government. If the, I'm certain the Iraqis are pressuring the Americans right now, bring this case again. Show us that you are sincere. And we'll see if they do that, if they bring it again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What is the linkage with the SOFA agreement with the U.S. troops? I mean, wouldn't that still be in effect?
It is in effect. And what SOFA says is that these guys don't have immunity. And they didn't have immunity in this case, or they wouldn't have been tried. But SOFA, I remember the debates on that, they made real sure the Blackwater types, if they're going to be kept at all, are not going to have immunity. The SOFA says it's very narrow. It says American troops outside of their base on a military mission only. A lot of the crimes occurred inside the green line, so they're not covered. But it's only for regular armed forces, mm-hmm. not these mercenaries. They are not protected by SOFA, and they were not protected in this case. So this idea of immunity confuses me, because there was no immunity.
Mm-hmm. But the SOFA agreement is considered some kind of an occupation, but undercovered.
Yeah. Yes.
How do you look at this agreement?
Well, I was against it at the time. I'm not expert on how it's worked out. It's better than before in that it didn't. It stripped immunity from Blackwater. That's one thing that it did do. How it's worked out, it hasn't been in the news to my extent. I think the Iraqis are pretty satisfied with it. It was, as I recall, unlike other status of forces agreements. In that sense, it was to the advantage of the Americans. But they seemed, to my knowledge, it's in effect and it's working.
All right. Dr. Franklin Lam, thank you very much for being
Pleasure.
With us. Our time has run out for now.
Thank you.
We also had Mr. Kenneth Katzman with us on the phone from Washington. Let me remind our viewers of our email, metoday@presstv.com. You could watch this episode and others on that website, and we'll be seeing you next time. Take care. Bye.